We have some special guests in the studio today from MUSC Lancaster and, of course, MUSC Health. It is Natalie Wessels, the clinic manager of the kidney transplant program and director of marketing communications, Brooke Bruner. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So we're here to talk about patients facing kidney failure, kidney transplants, everything that goes into that, and the service that MUSC Lancaster is doing with that service. So, Natalie Wessels, I'll start with you. Talk about, I guess, the importance of having this. Maybe listeners aren't familiar talking about kidney transplants and that program in general. Why is that important that it's here in Lancaster?
So it's important because we're reaching people who may not have the means to get to, like Charleston is our second kidney transplant center. And so it opens up the possibilities for people to have a second lease on life, having a center close to home.
And I said here in Lancaster, I really meant like the Rock Hill region. Of course, mm-hmm. Lancaster County, we cover a lot of stories mm-hmm. and a lot of businesses, marketing partners in that area here on OTS Media. You guys have performed more than 400 kidney transplants?
Yes, in 4 years.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a pretty good rate.
Yes.
That's a pretty good rate. Yes, since 2022. Mm-hmm. What do you think that milestone truly means when you say that number out loud? I mean, what does that mean to you guys?
That is over 400 people's lives that has been saved and extended.
Wow. Wow. You guys recently expanded to include living donor kidney transplants?
Yes, that is correct.
Yes.
We did our first one on June the 30th.
Wow. Now, how common is that? Is that, I'm not sure how to ask that, when it comes to that type of procedure, is that something that is common in the region, in the state? Do you guys know?
Yes, it is common for people to come forward to donate one of their kidneys. All patients have to do is to get the word out there that I need a kidney transplant. It does not have to be a relative. It could be a friend. It can be a stranger. It's just somebody who's willing to come forth to donate to you. And if you're not a direct match for your donor, we also have an exchange program where you enter into other program where other people do not match their donors. And so you will get a live donor kidney transplant. We will make sure that happens.
Okay. And you guys at MUSC Lancaster, how do you guys support your patients before, during, after transplant? I mean, obviously it's a full process.
Yes.
You know, full care, whether it's, you know, different types of procedures, heart procedures, pregnancies, you know, this is kind of similar. It's very all intensive, right?
Yes. So we have an amazing team. We have physicians, we have nurse coordinators, we have program assistants, we have pharmacists, dietitians, social workers on our team. All of us work together to get the patient ready to go on the kidney transplant list, explain the whole process. We walk through them, through why they're waiting on the wait list, and once they get their transplant. So we are their family. We become their family after, before and after the kidney transplant. So we provide lots of support to make them successful.
As you guys are kind of looking ahead, what's next for this program? Of course, I'm sure you guys have plans to expand access there in that Indyland Medical Center, which, my goodness, every time you drive up to Indyland, something new is popping up, a new business,
yes.
A new, you know, something, a new church, you know, a new gym. There's always something new when you're driving up 521 there in that region. What are kind of the next plans, the goals for this program?
So we're just going to expand in that market so we can reach people up through Charlotte, all through North Carolina. We want everybody to have the chance to get a kidney transplant.
And Brooke, I'm going to go to you on this. You know, when it comes to Indyland, I feel like that's kind of a spot where you'll get people from all over, you know, not just mm-hmm. the Charlottes, but obviously in the Rock Hill region, maybe even Chester County coming all the way up. Is that what you guys are seeing?
Yes, we definitely believe that every person has should have access to excellence of care close to their home. And so Indyland is a location that there's not a lot of access. I know having a family member that's going through an illness himself in the Sun City area, he's having to drive about 45 minutes to get cancer care going up to North Charlotte. And now we're going to be bringing the excellence of Hollings Cancer Care from Charleston right in his backyard. So he's not going to have to do that any longer. And so just the access to the excellence of care right here locally is very important to MUSC Health.
You know, and you talk about Indyland, to stay on that just another moment, you also have like that Waxhaw area mm-hmm. behind Indyland,
Marvin.
Which
mm-hmm.
I didn't realize, like that's a very highly populated area. People don't know, just driving through that little downtown and all the businesses, and I'm sure those people need a place for medical care. Mm-hmm. I've made the joke when you drive through Indyland, all those businesses, I don't know where people live, but they're living somewhere because there's a need for all of that. But I wanted to go back to the kidney transplant program. You guys have been nationally recognized for the work you guys have been doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have been put on national registries and nationally recognized as for our living donor and traditional donor transplant programs.
Mm-hmm. Now, go ahead, Catherine.
So let me ask you this. So for anybody listening that they're hearing all this about donors and kidney transplants, can you give us a little bit of background on just in general kidney failure? Educate, you know, the listener a little bit about what does that look like for the patient? What would they be seeing in their lifestyle that could potentially cause that?
So when you have kidney disease, you're generally seeing a nephrologist that is watching your lab work to see if you're getting close to dialysis. If your EGFR, that's one of the lab values, is 20 or less, you can actually get referred for a kidney transplant and get on the transplant list. And that is key for people who are not on dialysis because you want to start gaining time. And if you're on dialysis, you should be talking to your dialysis center and your nephrologist and saying, I want to be referred for a kidney transplant. And when the patient comes, they can hear all about the kidney transplant process and they can decide, is this something that I want to pursue? And then as far as living donation, anybody listening can come forward and fill out an application to be a donor. And we always make sure that before we take any kidney from anybody, that they are very, very healthy and can have live their life with one kidney.
Well, very good. That's we are talking with our friends from MUSC Lancaster and MUSC Health, and we're going to talk to the doc. Dr. Prince Anand. Dr. Prince is the Director of Transplant Services and the Program Medical Director. We were talking about the kidney transplant and the signs. What are some of the signs people may see, the direct signs that people may think or people may need to look into possible kidney failure?
So kidney failure is a silent killer. Right. Most of the time, you don't have any signs. By the time signs appear, it's too late. Right. So the number one cause of kidney failure in the U.S. is diabetes, followed by high blood pressure. So the most important thing is go see your patient, go see your doctor regularly. Check with your doctor. Talk to them about what your kidney function is always, especially if you're a diabetic. Right. Check if you've got protein in the urine. If you're not asking those questions, you're behind the ball game. So whenever, if you're a diabetic, if you have high blood pressure, you ought to go see your physician and ask them if you have protein in the urine and what is your creatinine and what is your kidney function. So by the time you start getting symptoms, that means you are looking at dialysis. That means you're stage 5 kidney disease or stage 4 kidney disease. So unfortunately, no symptoms till it's too late.
Wow. We're talking with our friends with MUSC Lancaster, Natalie Wessels, and Dr. Prince. Dr. Prince, I'll kind of go back to you for some of the things I asked Natalie, and that is the importance of having this program, this procedure being done for this region that we live in that serves so many thousands, hundreds of thousands of people.
So for me, it's full circle. I used to work in Charleston with Natalie. Over a decade ago, and I have seen patients traveling from Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Lancaster area down to Charleston when I was there. Hmm. So 2014 to 2016, I was there. So I would say, oh, patients are traveling from Rock Hill. I had no clue where it is, right? Because it's the truth, right?
Sure, yeah.
So
you're
4 hours away and you're sitting there and you're doing things like, oh, you have to stay here for a week and then we'll let you go. And then about 5 years ago, I got approached by MUSC to start this program. I looked at the area, growing area, and more importantly, you know, there is need in this area because when you think of it, if you have to get a transplant, you ought to travel 4 hours. And I remember my patients would tell me we are traveling 4 hours. Mm-hmm. So when this opportunity came, I took the opportunity. We started the program at MUSC Lancaster. And I can tell you that I have seen patients from this area whom I transplanted. I took care of them when I was at MUSC Charleston.
Oh.
So they have come back to me when they have seen, you're back in the area. I want to come see you. So, and now sitting here, and when I have to travel to Charleston, I'm like, oh my God, 3.5 hours, I have to go there, right? But imagine these patients have to travel, stay there in Charleston, which is not cheap, right? travel, gas, food, everything adds up. By bringing it here, we are helping a lot of patients, not only from our area, but also when you think of it, West Columbia, you know, Spartanburg, all those patients can come here. So we are serving not hundreds of thousands, maybe over a million people. And actually, a lot of patients from Charleston, from Charlotte are traveling to us now.
Yeah. We'll be finishing up here with Dr. Prince. Again, something that Natalie touched on, that it is kind of a lifelong journey when you're either giving a kidney or you get the transplant, vice versa. And now that you have the ability to have the living donor transportation or transplantation, it's kind of creating a lot of opportunities for this process and for this procedure that is apparently a very big need, I guess.
So when you look at the U.S., we have about close to 100,000 patients waiting for transplant.
Wow.
Majority of those patients belong to kidney list. So close to 90,000 patients or more are waiting for a kidney transplant. We ought to do a little better ourselves and as a community. There is a lot of misinformation out there that tends to sway donors away from transplant. As Natalie mentioned earlier, that when somebody comes and says, oh, I want to be a kidney donor, we just don't take their kidney quickly, right? We put them through the ringer just like we would put a recipient. We ought to make sure that A, they're healthy, B, that once we have taken the kidney from them, the rest of their life, they will be able to stay healthy with one kidney, right? So it's a pretty big responsibility, and we take it very, very seriously. Our surgeons, our social workers, the nephrologists, the whole team. And it's a practice that is done nationally. It's not just us, but nationally, the living donors are protected very, very closely because somebody's undergoing a surgery that they do not need, right? So you're doing something good for somebody else. We ought to make sure that you are taken care of. So when you think of it, every year we do about, 36,000 transplants, but so many people are added on again, and we have not made a dent to our list. So if listeners, for the listeners, I would request that please make sure that you're all organ donors, right? I myself am. And if you're healthy and you can donate, it's a good thing for somebody on the list. They can have a quality of life. They can go back spending time with their family members, be a productive member of family, because I don't know if you know anybody who is on dialysis.
No. Yeah.
Anybody?
No. Yeah.
Well, dialysis is not a fun way to live life. Mm-mm. People are stuck on the machine for 3.5 to 4 hours. You have to go to the dialysis center, which is not right next to your house. It's not Harris Teeter, right?
Yeah.
Or Publix, for that matter. Right. So you ought to drive to get to the dialysis unit. You have to wait for your turn. You get attached to the machine. Big needles going through your arm, right? Or you're doing at home at night. And then when they remove those needles, you ought to make sure that you're not bleeding, right? So they put pressure on your fistula or graft or whatever it is, and you have to wait there for, 15, 20 minutes to make sure you're not bleeding. Then they take the needles off. Once they confirm that you're not going to bleed out, then they let you go home. So the procedure that is 3.5 to 4 hours turns out to be 6.5 to 7 hours. So your productive part of the day is gone. So a lot of patients who are on dialysis, they're unable to work because sometimes the schedules don't allow them to work. A few patients do work, but you can imagine the productive time of your day is gone with dialysis. So once you go towards transplant, you get that time back. Your quality of life improves. As we were discussing earlier, there are no signs and symptoms, but by the time you get signs and symptoms, it's late, and those signs and symptoms are nausea, vomiting, feeling bad, anemias, brittle bones, stuff like that. A lot of those things start repairing and healing themselves when you get transplant. Transplant does not fix your blood pressure or diabetes, but by the time you're getting there, our hope is that you're already working on your diabetes and high blood pressure. So those are the things that are very important.
Wow. Well, incredibly informational, and I got a feeling that we will be talking to you guys in the very near future because I could listen to that a lot more. That's some very, very important stuff that folks need to hear about. Natalie Wessels, Dr. Prince, and Brooke Bruner, the team with MUSC Lancaster, talking about kidney transplantation. Again, MUSC Health and MUSC Lancaster. Guys, thank you so much for coming in.